All right, we're recording. I'm here with Seth Ressler.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. It's great to catch up with you at Podcast Movements. And,
yeah, so let's tell everybody where we
podcasting.
Are. Podcasting. Yeah, so we are right now having breakfast. We just had breakfast in the restaurant. It's pretty loud in the background here.
It is.
And what you're showing me this new product that you've been working with. Tell me what this is.
It's called the Nomano Sound Capsule. And it actually comes with a cloud service that matches up with it. It's a hardware device. It's basically a way to record. There's microphones. There's a spatial audio recorder that's like a bass unit. And then individual lavalier microphones that you just clip on. And then you just load the mobile app or you push a big red button on the base station that sits in between the subjects that are talking. And what that base station does, it's got 8 microphones all the way around it, so it picks up 360-degree audio. And so it will create a separate track in the output, and then it will use that spatial audio track to filter out the background sounds.
Wow.
So
this is very different. So normally in a situation like this, you know, I've recorded, for example, at CES, which is also a noisy environment like this. And I always had to bring a couple of microphones, the cords, a digital recorder, headphones, all that setup, which was all purchased from different vendors. This is everything in one place, and it's about the size of a teapot here.
Right. It is about the size of a teapot. It comes with a little carry case that has a charging battery in it, in the base of it. So you charge the teapot of sorts that has all the microphones, the lavaliers essentially, and the bass unit inside of it. And you can carry it around as a little handle up on top of it. So it's really convenient to take to meetings or take wherever you want to go. Right. It's a little bulky to put in a bag, but you know, that's the trade-off, right? It's not a big trade-off.
It's less bulky than what I've been carrying, to be honest.
Right. And so if you think about what most people have to do, and that's what really fascinated me about this when I saw it over a year ago, because I first saw it at the podcast show in London.
Right.
And I got a demo of it, and they got me to record, and then they shared with me what the audio output was recording at a conference and exhibition.
And I haven't heard that yet. I'm excited to hear that. But, you know, the problem with, you know, they're fine microphones, but you have to know how to use them usually when the microphones that you take out.
Like a normal microphone, right?
Right. And if you're interviewing a guest who is not accustomed to speaking in a microphone, sometimes if they get too far away from it, you lose some sound, which, you know, I like the lavaliers because people, A, you don't have that problem, and B, people I think are just more natural when they don't have a mic in front of them. They speak a little bit more freely. So
what's also interesting about this too, sure, there's 4 microphones that come with it, but since the bass unit has picks up sound as well, there could be other people sitting at the table. Like, so let's say you want to have more than 4 people.
Yeah.
This base station will pick up their audio.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, because it's picking up this and through the lavaliers, and it's picking up from the bass unit as
And the
well.
The bass unit is about the size of a Rubik's Cube, essentially.
I mean, it's a little taller than a
little
Rubik's
taller.
Cube. But
it's
not,
a tall Rubik's Cube.
Not much, but it's got a screen on it that gives you feedback. But the screen is very similar to what is shown on the mobile app.
And if you don't have a Wi-Fi connection, it is recording right onto a hard drive here.
Yeah, exactly. It's got local storage. It's got about 12 hours of recording time.
How much battery life?
It's about the same, about 11, 12 hours of use. Okay.
And if you've got a Wi-Fi connection, it is uploading the audio.
Yes. So once you complete your recording, you hit stop, all of the microphones will transmit their audio because each microphone records separately. And they will transmit to the bass unit once you've finished your audio recording session. And then it will collate those and upload them to the cloud.
Gotcha. And it could do some processing too.
Well, that's all the processing happens in the cloud.
Gotcha.
So it'll show you in a visual presentation each of the waveforms from each of your microphones and a separate waveform for the ambient sound that's picked up for the bass unit.
And so is it doing noise reduction, EQ, compression?
It's doing all of that. It's doing noise reduction, EQ, de-esser. Those are the main ones.
Right.
And then normalization as well.
Got it.
So when you get the audio out of this, it is ready to go.
Okay.
Right? It's a lossless file that you get out of it. So you can encode it however you want to, or bring it into an editing software suite or something.
Yeah,
like
does
that.
This come with editing software?
Or they are working on that.
Okay,
that's
but right
coming.
Now most people would take the audio right. and bring it into something like a Reaper or an Audition.
Yeah, exactly. And those that want to get really advanced with this, with the spatial audio and the kind of more advanced capability of working with that ambient sound, and you can create kind of position in the audio too, so that sound depth
wow.
can also be recreated in like a Reaper type of a platform.
Is this on the market in the US right now?
Yeah, it's actually as a podcast movement, they're actually taking orders.
Okay,
right now.
What does it run?
Right now at Podcast Movement, it's about $22.50.
And that's with the Podcast Movement discount, right?
Yeah, correct. But it's normally about $2,400, $2,500.
So it's going to be between $2,000 and $3,000.
Right.
Okay.
But if you don't have a studio right now that you've already invested in, this could be a complete replacement.
Well, this is replacing a number of different pieces
right,
of equipment.
Right. And that's how I thought about it, too. I thought, well, this is kind of really expensive. Because when I first heard about it, they were thinking about like about $3,000 for this thing. So they actually have dropped the price to try and appeal to the market to some degree, but still, you know, this is a development product, so it's brand new.
Now, my one question, as a radio guy, we're not using headphones, and that always makes me a little nervous, you know, but do we need them? Is there an option for them?
There's no reason to have headphones with this.
Wow.
It's built to be reliable, and it connects. It's got very close connections with the microphones and its bass. And I've done maybe a dozen recordings at Podcast Movement already.
Yeah.
And it's uploaded to the cloud, and it's been no problem. So
well, very cool.
So like, it's basically a carefree type of a situation. You use it, really, I've heard recordings done in front of waterfalls, in cars driving down the freeway with the windows open.
Wow.
But you listen to the output from it, and it sounds like you're in a sound studio.
Wow.
It's just impressive.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. And tell everybody again what it is again and what's the
Nomano,
website.
It's N-O-M-O-N-O. No. So if you think about it, no mono.
Like stereo. No like, mono.
Yeah, correct. .co.
.co.
And you can go check it out. And there's a bunch of videos, demonstration videos on the website.
Cool. Thanks, Rob.